I'm Dalia Brooks. A grand jury has indicted a teenager on manslaughter charges in the fatal crash that killed Auburn University announcer Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula last year. 16-year-old Johnston Edward Taylor was indicted on two counts of reckless manslaughter. An arraignment hearing is scheduled for January 30th. A former bookkeeper now facing up to 20 years in prison for stealing more than $13,000 from Goodwin Middle School in Montgomery. Tiffany Franklin is convicted of first-degree theft of property. The Attorney General's office says she pleaded guilty to stealing the money between September 2017 and June 2018. A man was found shot in his car yesterday afternoon, and now Montgomery police are investigating as a homicide. The victim was found in his car in the 2300 block of Stella Street yesterday, but police believe the shooting happened in the 2100 block, but the victim drove off before crashing. Those are your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Dalia Brooks.
Let's hear it, Joey.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Oh, that's even better than the... Why did they...
It's the year of the weather.
We've been doing Al Stewart all morning.
Yeah, because it's the year of the rat.
Oh, yeah. It's going right over my head.
I got you. It's been a yucky morning, and things are getting better now. The fog was worse between 6 and 8 this morning, but things are getting a little bit better now. Cloudy this morning, but gradual clearing later on. We're looking at the satellite, and we're seeing that already the western counties are in bright sunshine, so it's going to be a much nicer day later on with a high in the upper 50s to around 60. Not bad in January. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight, but no freeze. Overnight low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow's high in the mid-50s. A dry day, good bit of sunshine. Mid-50s on Sunday. Could be an isolated shower late in the day, but a better chance of some scattered showers on Sunday night. And right now, this morning, The airport is reporting 2 miles visibility in mist. It's misting out right now. So,
misting?
Yeah, it's mist. It's mist.
How's that it's technically different from...
Well, it's like fog, but it's enough mist maybe to get your windshield wipers going. You know what I mean?
So it's like fog, but more moist.
Yeah, it's just the automatic term that the automation out there at the airport has assigned to it, mist. Right now it's 53 at 4 minutes after 9 o'clock on a Friday. Happy Friday!
Happy Friday! Yeah, it is a good day,
guys.
It's a very good day,
guys. You've got to be in a good mood today.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, well, you looked like you weren't when you walked in. That's why we were.
Oh, I'm sore. I'm always sore now.
You're sore. Yeah.
Yeah, and climbing up the stairs, I'm just like, ugh. Yeah. I'm tired. But, you got big plans this weekend?
As a matter of fact, big plans? No. None whatsoever.
Good.
And that's not a bad thing. That's
a
good thing.
Same with me. I'm going to get some housekeeping
done. I'm fine with that. Have a good show.
Thank you, Rich.
See you guys.
Appreciate it. This following hour, this upcoming hour of News and Views, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 40% off for all News and Views listeners. News into Views. Or Views into News. But if you are a News and Views listener, tell Dan Black and the team over there at 279-6036, 279-6036, that you are a News and Views listener, and you'll get 40% off all videotape to DVD transfers. Take those old analog memories, those old home videotapes, and bring them into the digital future. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of News and Views. Jack is here. We have some special guests today. A lot going on. I need to do some, tongue twister exercises because it seems already I'm having difficulty speaking. But we'll get right into it in mere moments. 272-9228 if you want to call in.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to News and Views from 9 till noon. My name is Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell.
Hello, Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. It's a Friday.
It is indeed.
And we're going to begin the day mostly ignoring the last day of impeachment arguments being made by House managers. Focus on some state issues here today, local issues. Though, I'll let you do the honors, invite our guest we have in studio sitting down with us at the beginning of the program.
Yes, it is my pleasure to introduce my friend and my cohort. I'm on his television show, The Voice of Alabama Politics, Bill Britt. He's also editor-in-chief of the publication that you can get online every morning called Alabama Political Reporter. You can get it as alreporter.com, and you can read all the current news, because every day they, well, you don't do it on weekends, but I mean,
we don't.
Every weekday,
we don't. Yes.
Every weekday, it, you can usually get it after about 8 o'clock.
Actually, 7.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
7.
That's even better.
Even better.
Well, Bill, welcome to the show. I've asked him to come on because Alabama Political Reporter did an in-depth article on Jeff Coleman of Dothan, who is running for U.S. Congress in Congressional District 2. And y'all did this really well-written, well-documented article that came out Wednesday. And
Bill, I shared a little bit yesterday of the article. Very, very good stuff.
Yeah, I just... I have some great concerns about this guy going to Washington. You know, we discussed it on the TV show yesterday
when
we taped it. But kind of tell us what y'all unearthed and how you found it. I mean, because I'd heard about it from someone who lives in that district who's familiar with it months ago, but I didn't have any info. But y'all sure dug it up.
Well, the allegations are that Jeff Coleman's company, it's Coleman Worldwide Moving and Covan, which is a part of that his company too, they move military service members and their families around the world. They have a contract that where they do that. I mean, it's huge money. It's in the hundreds of millions of dollars that the Department of Defense pays that company to move our military men and women and their families around the world. And what happened was there was a federal whistleblower case. There's other cases, but this is the main one that started. Federal whistleblower case in which two individuals that work Fort Coleman came forward and said that the company is systematically adding weight to military families'
loads.
And what they did is they tracked this over a period of years and found that there were some 400 plus incidents of what they call weight bumping, and that's when they add weights to the freight. And there's a couple of ways they do it. One, when they weigh the trucks, they take everything off the truck, they raise one set of axles off the scale, then they weigh it, move the truck off, then they put the packing equipment and such back on, the furniture back on, or the goods, the family goods back on, and then they add what's called a weight crate. And a weight crate is a big old crate full of bricks. Now, they found, one of the first places they found this was in Hawaii, because when military is shipped to, say,
Afghanistan.
Wherever they're going overseas, a lot of that goes through Honolulu and Pearl Harbor. They're weighed there. So what they found at Pearl Harbor is that 80% of, it was around 80% of the freight that came from Coleman was 7 to 10% under what the reported weight was when it left the United States. So in total, it was around $700 million in shipping. Mm-hmm. Now, a case was brought in South Carolina. There was also one in Alabama. There was one in Texas. There were several other cases brought against the company. A federal judge in South Carolina ruled that those other cases were inadmissible because what they had done, and I know I'm getting in the weeds, but just make that all those cases were thrown out. So it only came back to the case in South Carolina. The Coleman Company paid $5 million to settle the lawsuit. Now, one of their managers was criminally charged, and he went to prison.
Went to prison?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
So, now, Jeff Coleman, before we wrote the article, we reached out to Mr. Coleman. I did. Josh Moon did. We told him that we were writing the article. We sent him we asked, did he want to speak to us personally, or did he want to answer a list of questions? The campaign chose to answer a list of questions. We heard from Mr. Coleman, and he said, I need more time to answer these questions. We gave them all total around 36 hours to answer the questions that we sent, and we got no response. And of course, that's always troublesome. Now, he has addressed this publicly.
Yeah.
He addressed it publicly by saying that he was targeted by the Obama Justice Department and that the lawsuit was brought by Obama's people to harass businesses like his. Many of these prosecutors, they're not Obama prosecutors, you know. They're leftover prosecutors. They right. may go back to Clinton. They may go back to George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. They may go to Obama. But this is sort of what we hear these days. I mean, when it's a wrongdoing, which they paid $5 million, they admitted no guilt, but they paid $5 million in fine. And you just can't slough this off, I don't think, and say, oh, this was Obama.
Oh, right. I thought that was a weak excuse. I'm imagining, I don't want to know exactly the questions you sent to Coleman in the campaign, but I'd imagine, based on reading the piece yesterday, that some of it would be how much knowledge did you have, because y'all do have emails
yes.
That show that Coleman and the family members might be aware of it, but it says in the article that it would have been maybe a passive knowledge in the structure of the company incentivizes activity.
Right, right. And that's one of the things. I mean, there are emails that show that the family was or could have been aware of what was going on. What we did is we obtained the court documents themselves, the transcripts that were available from the witnesses, also emails that were part of the court transcript, and they're all at ALReporter.com. I mean, every document is right there. It's some 60 pages worth of documentation. It's very thorough. Because, again, we're not trying to harm Mr. Coleman or his campaign. These are the type of things that come to light when businessmen, businesswomen, when any person runs for office, that he runs a huge corporation that's had some 40 lawsuits filed against it. Some of them may be frivolous. Now, there's a way in court to handle frivolous lawsuits. You can file a complaint against frivolous lawsuits and get it brought before a judge, and they can determine whether it's frivolous or not. Now, this federal judge in South Carolina, they never filed that. And so he didn't find it frivolous. He just made a settlement for $5 million.
Wow. That's troublesome to me. And I think, hasn't he made the statement that he will recuse on...
This is also unfortunate, okay? Well, right now, you know, the Coleman Company has contracts with the Department of Defense. And that's how they make, I think, the lion's share of their money. There is a $2 billion contract up for bid that's coming up next.
I think in April.
Yeah, okay. So it's coming up in April. But now, Mr. Coleman has said, you know, that they're in the bidding process, but they're not big enough to handle that type of contract. So he said they would be a subcontractor. Now, because he's doing business with the Department of Defense, he said that he would recuse on Department of Defense votes in the House. Why that's troubling is because District 2 is all about two things, military and agriculture.
Absolutely.
And so if you look back at Martha Roby's record, she sat on the Armed Services Committee. She sat on appropriations. Those are the committees we want our congressmen and
women. Yeah, I want our congressmen to be able to vote on Department of Defense matters.
Well, it's billions of dollars to this area. I mean, you know, when you look at our Maxwell and our other Gunter and all our military facilities, excuse me, it's one of our largest economic engines. And so if you can't vote on that, you can't influence it. And that's the problem. I'm not even sure why he made that. I mean, you would think that you could put your interest in the company in a blind trust, like presidents and senators and Congress people have done in the past. You put it in a blind trust and you say, well, okay, now I'm good. You know, but he said that he was going to not vote on them. Well, that's rough. Now, his opponents have jumped all over all these things.
Yeah.
As you would expect, of course.
Yeah. I would certainly make hay out of it if I was running against him.
Yeah.
And I think it raises some red flags that, you know, are we sending a fox to guard the hen house? That's what concerns me. Especially if he's settled out of court and he continues to do business with the Department of Defense. I mean, I'm worried about it. You know, I just don't think it smells good. And, you know, obviously, and here's what concerns me. Another thing, all these groups that have endorsed him,
yep.
Did they not do their homework, like Alpha?
Evidently not.
I mean, I knew this 6 months ago.
Yeah, yeah. We did, too. We just had no reason. I mean, it was just one of those things. We didn't have all the material. Yeah. We had just the top, you know, the top level of it.
Yeah.
And the way we operate, just like when we found all the evidence against former Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard when he was in power, you know, we very systematically look at all the documentation. We don't just go on hearsay or this or that. We look at the documents. And, you know, for somebody that's got about 4 hours, you could go through all those documents. We went through them, and it took days to pull it out. But there's just, and the fact that, you know, Jessica Taylor, who is running for that seat, she has been very vocal. I think she's the first candidate said that as a military wife, you know, she was very concerned about that he could not represent the district, and that if he was not doing right by our military men and women, how can we expect him to do right by the voters? Now, Troy King, who is also the front runner in that race, one of the front runners in that race, he said that Mr. Coleman put profit over patriotism. It was very harsh. And he also said, you know, Troy King is a former attorney general. He said to the fact that Mr. Coleman said that the Obama administration was prosecuting him, he said, well, it's better the Obamas than President Trump, because President Trump caught you going, you know, making money off the military improperly, he'd be in jail.
Absolutely. And what amazes me is how flat-footed Jeff Coleman seems to be caught by this.
Yeah.
And he is essentially the presumed, this is his to lose with the amount of money he's bringing into the race.
It is.
And the fact that very weak responses, and it's disappointing that he wasn't even able to respond to y'all.
Well, Jack, you've been a political guy for a long time, and I always tell people that are running for office, the first thing you need to do is have somebody do opposition research on you.
On you, absolutely.
Because you may not think what your history says is a big deal, but your political opponents, if they have the money, are going to dig it up. And if the media is worth their salt, they're going to dig it up. I mean, again, I've spoken with Jeff Coleman on several occasions. I found him to be a very nice, courteous guy. He's obviously successful. I know people that think very highly of him. But again, these raise the kind of questions, fitness for office. And look, businessmen and women that are very successful, they do get lawsuits against them. But this one was from the Department of Defense. This was their investigators. I mean, this was a very big deal.
If I were running his campaign, I would tell him not to run. I had a candidate, and I won't say where, but it was in 2014, and I went and met with him, and I said, all right, what are some things that people can use against you? And you know, he told me a couple of things. Well, as the campaign went on, his opponent put in, issued a press release or something. It was in a small town, and he issued a press release about the police having been called to this man's house twice for domestic violence.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And had he told me that, I would have said, now, you know, you may reconsider, because this is going to be an issue.
Yeah. Right.
And if you don't have a really good defense, then I don't think you ought to run. That's what I would have told him.
Yeah, I think that's right. Again, I don't pretend to know the minds of people who run for political office, because I just wouldn't do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The scrutiny you come under, the type of compromises you have to make, to me are just unacceptable. But you know, I do love covering politics, because it is a blood sport, and right now Mr. Coleman is facing that type of thing. I've heard some people say, well, the message won't get out in the second congressional district. I think it is. I mean, there's been some 8 or 10 stories, and more coming since we did our story, because it's fact-based.
Yeah, based on documentary evidence, depositions, court documents.
Yeah, yeah.
Straightforward.
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorite emails, and this is a little salacious, I guess, but y'all do a little tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah,
oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, one of the drivers was harassing one of the women at the company, and the guy emails him and says, if you don't stop, we're going to report that you've been weight bumping, you know, adding weights to the trucks, and we're also going to tell your wife about all the prostitutes.
Wow.
That's HR.
Jeff Coleman sent that email?
No, somebody. That's some real HR right there, Jack.
Oh, man.
Goodness. Well, let's hit a quick break here.
We got some more things to chat about when we come back.
Absolutely. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation, 272-9228. Listen to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Bill Britt in the house with us. Be right back after this.
We
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement, auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your next feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meal or event. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News and Views from 9 to noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. Bill Britt in the house with us. Thank you for joining us.
I wanted to real quick talk about our friends over at Yellowhammer Restaurant.
Yes.
7725 Averett Drive in Montgomery. It's off of Taylor Road. Just 4/10 of a mile south of Vaughn Road. You turn at the little sign that says Billingsley Place. They open every morning at 6, and they serve until 2. And you can eat breakfast there until 10:30 every day, Monday through Sunday. So it's open every day of the week. Today's feature, beside the burgers and wings and salads and sandwiches that they have, the meat and three menu today is meatloaf, fried fish, and chicken casserole over rice.
Ooh.
And the sides are mashed potatoes and gravy, rice and gravy, fried green tomatoes, cream corn, collard greens, black-eyed peas, sweet potato casserole, and potato salad.
I'll have all that.
Yeah. And banana pudding and chocolate delight for dessert.
Oh,
so
boy.
That's over at Yellowhammer Restaurant at 7725 Averett Drive. Their phone number, if you want to call and commit this to memory or write it down so that you can call each day to see what the specials are, is 649-1737. Yellowhammer Restaurant, right here in the capital city. It's in the shopping center where the old Blue Moon used to be.
Okay. Boy, that made me hungry, Jack.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's good, too, Bill. Yeah. It's real good. And real quick, before we get back into the issue at hand, I want to do a quick update on what's happening in impeachment. Senator Ted Cruz, what's going on up there?
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
All right, then. Thank you for that, Senator Cruz. What do y'all say we go to the phones, talk to Don here? Don, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Given, you know, this thing on the lawsuit, I probably wouldn't vote for Coleman, but what upsets me is you say, well, I'm not out to hurt him, but then you talk about this phone where I won't tell about the prostitute. If you want to talk about prostitution, maybe you should talk about Troy King and the Indians. I think he prostituted himself pretty good. Are you going to bring him up in that prostitution ring?
Well, I don't really know anything about. I haven't seen any evidence.
Well, he prostituted the state of Alabama. He said there was no problem with the machines. The Supreme Court ruled 9-0 they were illegal. But you like Troy King, right?
I don't like or
you don't,
dislike
but you don't want to hurt Troy King, but you don't want to hurt Mr. Coleman.
Now, hang on, John.
But you're going to bring up some crap about prostitutes.
Are you a mind reader?
Is there something wrong with you?
I heard him say that. Huh? I heard you say that Troy King was the front runner. Based on what?
He is on the polls. He's in second place right now.
Yeah.
Jeff Coleman.
Jeff Coleman.
Jeff Coleman's in first place, and Troy's.
So it was just sort of slimy way he said, "I'm not out to hurt him."
Well, I don't know what kind of.
I know Bill very well, and I don't think he purposely goes out to hurt people. But when there are things,
and Josh Boone don't either, does he?
Well, if you want to make this personal, sir, I'm not going to go in the gutter with you. If you do not have any kind of respect or sense of decency,
who brought up prostitutes? It was
because
it was in the court document.
It's in the court document, sir.
Don't say I'm not out to hurt him because it's. You are out to hurt him.
Well,
I wouldn't vote for it. The fact that he really don't argue with people like that, Don,
we need to be more civil than this.
You are not going to sit there and call me a liar, sir, because I'm not lying. I really don't care who wins that race. And as far as we report facts.
Troy King prostituted the state
well,
of Alabama.
Can you prove that? Do you have documentation?
Yeah. Okay. He took money from him, right?
I don't know that.
I don't know.
Come on, both of you don't think Troy King took money from the Indians?
I have no idea. I haven't looked at his report.
I don't know.
You
that
mean
he has.
For this Ken, race?
Well, you're a reporter, Mr. Britt. Why don't you look it up? You somehow was able to investigate this, all this other stuff.
Well, we've looked at his campaign reports, and there's no report that he's taken money from Porch Creek in this cycle.
In this cycle, huh, Mr. Britt?
You are such a little disrespectful punk that you would harass me like that. I don't put up with this kind of nuts.
Come on, let's stop it.
I'm not coming back if I have to deal with these people. That's just damn disrespectful.
Well, I don't disagree with you.
272-9228.
If you're going to call here, you can take issue with any of us, but let's keep a civil tone about it, please.
This guy obviously has a problem with Troy King. So he wants to take any little nuance. But I tell you, I've been a reporter for over 25 years, and I have never disrespected somebody like this.
Well.
And this is the problem with talk shows, is that people that have few facts and have strong opinions are allowed to say anything they want to people.
Well, we don't... We have kept a very civil tone since Joey and I have been doing this show, and I don't like it when people get out of line like
well,
that.
I just...
I apologize to you, Bill.
I'm not... It's not you, Jack.
I know.
It's just the entire country has become where they think that you can disrespect everybody because they might have a different opinion. Now, I don't have any evidence of Troy King, and when he's talking about prostitution is a specific word that deals with a specific thing.
Sex.
And when you say that he prostituted himself or was involved with prostitution, that's just not true. Now, I don't know anything about Troy and the Porch Creek Indians other than that they were friendly at some point. I have no idea about the money because it hasn't shown up lately.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't think it's just a problem with talk shows, though. I see your point, Bill. I think talk shows can amplify what's going on out there. I mean, I don't know how many times I've looked at my father or my grandfather and said, "Hey, guys, they're just yelling at each other." I'm like, "Hey, are either y'all in power? Yeah. Are y'all like even in the, like the media world? Like, calm down." And it's a problem with our politics in general.
Well, and it's always been uncivilized, that's for sure. But again, I'm not going to sit here and be disrespected by somebody that obviously has a personal bias that he's trying to put out there.
Well, we're just trying to get facts out about the candidates in this race, and I don't, you know. Anyway, we discussed yesterday on before the TV show, we always meet and go over the agenda, and one of the things we really didn't get to really talk about yesterday was this billion-dollar plan that the Porch Creek Indians have put out, and they're advertising on the radio and talking about, you know, what a great thing this is for Alabama. But I think everybody needs to really take a close look at what this plan is all about. And Bill, you can kind of break it down. They're saying that they make it sound like they're going to give a check for $1 billion to the state.
Yeah.
But that is not the case.
That is not the case. You know, you brought it up on the show. You said, this is fuzzy math.
Yeah.
Fuzzy math. And here's how it is. I mean, people see that their billion-dollar plan, their billion-dollar offer, and it sounds good but it's very vague. So if you break it down, if you look at their own words on their website at Winning for Alabama, the $1 billion is funny money in reality. Okay, so first off, there's $250 million that they say will go to licensing fees. Okay, so that's $250 million for licensing fees.
Now, are they going to write a check to the state for $250 million?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the offer, $250 million for licensing fees. Now, the licensing fees, the $250 million gets them a compact with the government that ensures that they have a monopoly over Las Vegas-style gaming. Right now, we only have bingo machines, mm-hmm. which I, like the previous caller, think are illegal. The ones that the Porch Creek are playing, if they're under state law, they would be illegal, but nobody does anything about it. So, $250 million for a compact that says they have a monopoly over all casino-style gaming.
Basically, bingo, blackjack,
roulette,
craps, the whole deal.
All of it.
Okay.
All right, so they get that. Now,
No one else can get it.
Nobody else can get it.
Okay.
So, and what else they get for that $250 million is two new locations, two new casinos. One casino would be in Birmingham, and the other one would be up near Huntsville, up in that part of North Alabama, all right? So undisclosed location, but that's kind of where they're looking at. So now that's the $250 million. Now they say there's another $500 million. Well, the $500 million is to build the two casinos.
So a check will not be written to the state for $500 million. They will spend $500 million of their money to build two new casinos.
And they claim this is economic development.
Okay.
All right, so there's $750 million. $250 million to the state. They spend $500 million to build casinos. We don't get anything out of that.
No.
And then they say the rest of the billion will come from the gaming proceeds on those two businesses. Now, we still won't get any money off their casino in Wetumpka or their one in Montgomery or the one in Atmore. No money from that. It all comes from
the new casinos.
That's my understanding. Now, if there is money that comes from that, it's not been made clear to me. Even they say that total, they say that the projection is they would give $350 million a year to the state. That rounds out a little over $1 billion.
Now, who would be negotiating with Porch Creek?
Well, it's the governor's job. I mean, the governor must sign a compact. Now, I would think that the way you would do it here in Alabama is that the legislature, now this doesn't have to be this way,
right,
but given the way our system works, generally the legislature would be involved in writing up some language towards a compact, but it is the governor's job. The governor has to sign the compact, and that's the only way you can get that.
Okay. See, I would drive, if we're going to do exclusive rights, I'd drive a much harder bargain. What you described, I'd say no.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not a billion. It's
right.
Not a billion. It's $250 million, then a promise of a projection of $350 million annually. Now, if you look at the previous plans for just a lottery that has all the bells and whistles, you know, video machines, apps, all that, that was projected at $475 million. So if that's true, in 3 years, you'd get a billion,
right,
and not give away exclusivity.
Right. And did we ever answer the question, if the lottery pass became legal in the state, would that allow the Indian reservations to have higher, you know, like Class C gaming?
Again, they would have to have a compact.
Okay.
According to the Indian Gaming Regulation Act, IGRA.
Yeah.
According to that, the Indians can only...
Regulatory Act. Yeah.
The Indians can only offer games that are legal in the state. That's why I said before, if the games at Victory Land and Green Track are illegal, then the games that the Porch Creek play are legal. It's very clear. I mean, you can't miss it. But that would give them the opportunity to go to the Department of Interior and say, they're not negotiating a compact with us in good faith, and therefore we want a compact. And the federal government would force Alabama to make a
compact. Do you think that would ever happen?
Well, you know, the funny thing to me, Jack, is they've never done it before.
Yeah.
I mean, they could do that now. They could have done that 10 years ago. There is nothing that's ever kept the Poarch Creek from going to the federal government and saying, they're not treating us fairly. We want a compact. Because this has happened time and again. Tribes in Florida, tribes in Oklahoma have gone in and said, hey, they're not doing us right. I think Florida and Oklahoma's right. But there's tribes that have done that. Said, you know, they're not, what it is good faith negotiations.
Right.
There are no good faith negotiations. And so the feds will step in. I've always wondered why they didn't ask for that, because they could get it right now.
Well, maybe they don't want to have an adversarial relationship with state government.
You mean the one they've been buying off for all these years?
Yeah, I heard a rumor the other day that this plan that's going to obviously come up in the next session, this billion-dollar Poarch Creek plan, any state rep who votes for this will get $100,000 for their next campaign in 2022, and any senator who votes for this plan will get $150,000.
Say it's not so, Jack.
Now, that's a rumor. You won't find a state rep who's going to admit this, but it won't take much to look at reports after.
Wasn't there a federal lawsuit and a big trial about vote buying back in the day?
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't that Mr. Franklin over here in the Middle District? Didn't he do that? The U.S. Attorney.
Lewis Franklin.
I thought he prosecuted that. I don't remember. Well, if you're listening, Mr. U.S. Attorney, if that you might want to check out that rumor.
or wait for the reports to be filed, unless they don't report it.
Well, then it'd be too late. It'd already be passed.
272-9228. We got to hit another break here. This hour of the program, again, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. I mean, you filmed all these old home videos for a reason, folks. Well, you should have had a reason. And when you do have all these great family videos, whether you know, holiday get-togethers or big accomplishments in life, or maybe it was just a average Saturday, Sunday afternoon, and you're filming the family getting together, having some fun. It's great to jog those memories, preserve those memories, because right now those old videotapes are not only collecting dust, they're deteriorating. Bring those old analog memories into the digital future. You can do that with Dan Black Studios, 40% off for all News and Views listeners when you call 279-6036, 279-6036, 40% off on a videotape to DVD transfers. Dan Black Studios can also provide you with business services from website design, video editing. Say maybe you've shot some raw video footage or you have photos and you want to put together a nice package and presentation. Dan Black Studios can do that for you. They can also do video production from the ground up, whether it's training videos, television commercials, online branding videos, whatever you think of when it comes to video services, Dan Black Studios has you covered. So call them today, folks, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios being a sponsor here of News and Views and of this hour of News and Views. More News and Views with myself, Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Bill Britt, right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. We have the largest selection of mid-size and compact construction machines available to rent to meet the demands of your business. From hard-working Cat mini excavators and wheel loaders to aerial lifts, air compressors, light towers, and much more. With the largest fleet in Alabama and Northwest Florida, we not only deliver the equipment to your job site, we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
This is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have improvements on the way just in time for the weekend. Look for high temperatures today to end up somewhere in the upper 50s. Tonight will be partly cloudy. It's kind of chilly, but not too bad. Overnight low temperature in the mid-30s. That's average for this time of the year. Tomorrow is a dry day. Good bit of sunshine. Middle 50s tomorrow and middle 50s on Sunday as well. There's a small chance of a shower on Sunday afternoon, but a better chance of scattered showers by Sunday night. And then Monday is a warmer day with a high temperature up around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Cryer's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Cryer. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylouquire.com today. That's acbylouquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
License number 84417.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11. Entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Thank you again to our guest, Bill Britt, for being here this morning. Jack, you got fun friends.
Huh?
You have fun friends, knowledgeable friends.
Well,
I like your friends.
So. Yeah, well, this
makes up
for
me.
In
that category? FOJs?
Uh-huh.
Friends of Jack.
That's right.
No, exactly. I love Jack Campbell. Jack Campbell is, if he's not my best friend in the world, he's my best friend in the world. So.
we don't go that far back. We go back like 6 years, but yeah. We've been through a lot of wars together, political wars.
As they say, it's not the years, Jack. It's the mileage.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones, I think, said that.
Well, let's go to the phones real quick. Bob, welcome to the program.
Top of the morning to
hey,
you.
Hey, Bob.
Listen, I just want to thank you guys for making this radio station, this slot of time, pleasurable to listen to. There was a time when I did not listen, but you people are so gentlemanly and scholarly and factual to the best of your ability that it's just enjoyable being able to listen to your program.
Well, Bob, that means a lot coming from you because I know you, and I really appreciate those compliments. That's very nice.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, it is, like I say, rare in these days of craziness and, you know, lies and even Fox. They get so silly there and many times that my wife and I, that we just can't, you know, tolerate this. But y'all are, you know, I don't know a thing I could say to improve what you do. It's just on spot. And again, thank you from the heart.
Well, we appreciate it, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Have a great weekend, friend.
Same to y'all. Be safe now.
All right. See ya.
No, I believe.
See, we bring a scholar on the program.
Exactly. There you go.
Kind of raising the IQ of this place a little bit.
You know, it's getting pretty deep in here, Jack.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, but you get a call like that. Get ready for the next call, and who knows what they'll say. Yeah. Tammy, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Tammy.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you guys for all that you do to get the information out to the listeners. And I wanted to thank Bill for the fine piece of journalism his articles are putting out right now.
Well, thank you. We do work hard, and the, you know, this is the thing. We have to know what's going on in our state government. And there's so much time put into what's going on in our national government that sometimes we lose sight of what's happening right down the street. And
well, I will tell you one of the things that really bothers me about this whole thing with Mr. Coleman, and it's this. It just doesn't pass the smell test. I mean, how do you not know? He's saying that he did not know anything about this. His company has done it, nothing wrong. How do you not know your bottom line has got an extra $700 million of pocket change?
Right, and that's the challenge here. And again, Mr. Coleman has not put together what I believe is a reasonable answer for that. Again, we sent him about four questions that were pretty straightforward, you know, and he didn't answer those. And, you know, the voters, above all, need to be respected and treated like the important citizens they are. And when the question is asked about your business or your personal life, I mean, you're bound to answer it, really. At least I think you should answer it. I mean, that's, again, we have a right to know because we're sending you to represent us in Washington, D.C., a place that we don't trust. So we have to be able to trust.
Well, that's the whole thing. Our president has worked so hard to clean the swamp, and it just seems like we're getting ready, if Mr. Coleman is able to buy this election, to send someone who President Trump has really worked hard to get out of there. You know, whether somebody supports President Trump or not, he has done a really good job of cutting away a lot of the fraud and abuse that's been going on up there. And it just seems like we're getting ready to let someone buy an election. And I will tell you, he's very hard to stomach around here. We're down here in the Dothan area, and his signs, the commercials with him and his wife, he's got signs now, Bill and Jack, that are, there's like 10 or 15 in a row right in the middle of the median. And I'm just thinking, is that how you're going to be spending our money?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, somebody said to me, a political operative said to me, you know, runs campaigns, said, if you can buy a campaign, we're getting ready to see it. You know, if money can buy a campaign, we're getting ready to see
it. No one knew this name a year ago.
No.
Well, Tammy, is there somebody you like in the race that you're leaning toward?
Well, I tell you, I do. I do. And unlike the other caller a while ago, I do like Troy King. And I don't think he was a fan.
I don't think so.
No.
You know, interesting.
And I like Barry Moore. I think both of them would be good in a runoff. And, I like Ms. Taylor.
Both those candidates, Troy King and Barry Moore, have won in the Wiregrass. I mean, they have a proven record of winning down there. Now, if you look at it, Troy King has never lost an election in District 2. I mean, if you go back, even last time he ran for Attorney General and lost, he still won District 2 overwhelmingly.
He's from Elba originally in Coffee County.
Yeah. Well, but I'm just saying, one of the things we do is look at historically.
Right.
And if you look at it historically, he has won every time. And, of course, Barry Moore has won every time he ran. So you've got some seasoned folks down there. Not, everything we see about Jessica Taylor and, she's certainly got the spirit. Cannot say she doesn't have drive and energy and spirit. And she's not been shy to take on this Coleman affair. I mean, she was the first one out of the gate.
Well, I will tell you, there's going to be a big forum down here on Monday night, and I really hope that more of the press will come down here and get involved, because this Coleman cat, he is not good.
Where's the forum?
It is in Dothan, and I believe it's at the, let me look here, hold on one second. It's the WRC. That's going to be the Wiregrass Rehab Center.
Okay.
7 p.m., I believe. That's what time it's going to be. And they'll have all candidates there. And from what I understand, we might want to get our popcorn out. It sounds like it might be another face-off with Ms. Taylor. She is not scared. I've watched her videos online, and she has really gone out. And I will tell you, it just seems like Mr. Coleman just is really kind of bullying her. He seems to laugh at her and not take her seriously.